Sir Alex, great to have you on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. First of all, how's retirement? What sorts of things has it allowed you to do in your personal life that being a football manager prevented?
Well, the first thing I had to do was to make sure I did work, you know, kept myself busy. With a few things, that I regularly do. I've been involved with United, of course, as a director and an ambassador. Mm-hmm. I've also got the faculty at Harvard University. I'm also an ambassador of UNICEF. And also I've got the UEFA coaching role with all the coaches in the Champions League. So that keeps me pretty busy. I've did a few leadership speeches here, there and everywhere. Travel to the States quite a bit now and watch the team whenever I can. So, yeah, I've been very busy, to be honest with you.
So is that the secret to a successful retirement? Keep yourself as busy as possible?
I think that, yeah, I actually was looking forward to retirement because I knew there was I made a decision. I wasn't going to regret the decision and look forward to my retirement the best way I could.
In a sense, do you enjoy football more when you're looking at it from a retirement position?
Well, I didn't really worry about arguing with referees or agents or early case decisions or enough extra time. I don't have that pressure now. But I actually enjoy watching the games, yeah.
Now, you're up in Scotland next month, of course. You're in Glasgow Royal Concert Hall on the 28th of September, an evening called An Evening with Sir Alex Ferguson. Tell us a bit about that and what those who come along will expect to see and hear.
Well, it's a theatre night, really, and I've been interviewed by Nicky Campbell, you know, well-known journalist and TV presenter. And it's about my new book is coming out in September. It's called Leading. About 8 years ago, I was approached by Mike Moritz, who's a venture capitalist in Silicon Valley. His company, Sequoia Capital, is very well-known, about doing this book in leadership. And at the time, I wasn't ready for that, to be honest with you. So I put it back, and then 2 years ago, it came back to me again. At that point, I'd already decided to retire. And I thought it was a nice challenge for me to talk about my view in leadership in terms of the football side. Of course, I think it can apply itself to any industry anywhere.
Now, on the pitch, Scotland national side at the moment seems to have a good leader. We've got some very important Euro qualifiers coming up. Despite this tough qualifying group, there's a real sense of optimism in the team under manager Gordon Strachan. Have you enjoyed being able to watch the national side in the recent years?
Absolutely. As a fan, I echo all the rest of the fans, it's a little bit of joy that we're actually going to be challenged again to the European Championships. It's without question. It's a very upbeat mood. Everyone I talk to is very enthusiastic about how the team have played and the job that Gordon's done.
Can you understand, obviously, having worked closely with Gordon Strachan, how he's managed to forge this team ethic in a national side?
Well, I think the first thing he did was he brought a bit of cockiness to them and a bit of confidence in them. And I think that was an important position because I think there was some latent talent in the team. You know, if you look at some of the midfield players, who I think are more than useful. You've got the boy Morrison and Dan Fletcher operating in England. You've got Scott Brown's experience at Celtic. I think over the last 2 or 3 years, he's actually developed in a very, very important player for Celtic and for Scotland. And, you know, other midfield players at Doran and these players. And young boy has done very well for Watford and Ya, if that's the right way to pronounce it. They've all contributed to something quite exciting for Scotland.
Now, of course, we all hope Scotland get to the Euros, but if we don't after that, we've got the mouth-watering prospect of World Cup qualifiers against England. Would victory against Roy Hodgson's side be regarded as a step too far, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's not beyond them. I think when Scotland play England, if you saw the last friendly game against them down at Wembley, they played really, really well. The game itself, in part, I think England were more up for it than Scotland tried to. I think they've gone, I actually mentioned that, treated it more like a friendly game. But, you know, I always feel that when Scotland get the opportunity to play against England, they are very, very well motivated. It won't be easy, but nonetheless, England are still searching for that elixir that they keep talking about in terms of European Championships and World Cups. There's always an expectation for England, which is unfair in many ways because when they go into these competitions, there's an undue pressure put upon them, and that will definitely surface when they play Scotland.
Now, domestically, Celtic are dominant, of course, but they've got a tough Champions League qualifier against Malmo this weekend next, with the prize a £20 million place in the group stages. Should we expect Celtic to be there by right, do you think, or is it a great achievement if Ronnie Dialot and the team were to get to the group stages?
Well, I think it'll be an achievement because, you know, that the Scottish teams over the last few years have found it very difficult in the Champions League. What Celtic have achieved at the moment, they've got to this stage now, they can get into the actual group stage. I think the challenge is not beyond them. I don't know a lot about Malmo, but, you know, Swedish football is not as strong as it was, say, 20 years ago when they were continually doing very well in Europe, and their national teams were doing very well at that time too. So it's not beyond them. I do hope they succeed because it's great for Scottish football if we're doing well in Europe.
Now, of course, if they do, Celtic's focus may come off the league, certainly in the first half of the season. In your opinion, does this give Aberdeen or perhaps even Hearts a chance to challenge, or is that simply not possible?
Well, it's been 30 years or so since anyone outside the Old Firm's won the league. And I really do think it's great for Scottish football. If you go back to the 50s and 60s when Dundee, Hearts and Hibs were regularly winning league titles against the Old Firm, and then the Aberdeen-Dundee United spell, and when I was there and Jim McQueen was at Dundee United, was healthy for Scottish football. And we need that. I don't think even Celtic would deny that. I think it's great for the competition. It's great for the fans. And I genuinely believe that Aberdeen are very, very positive. The new manager's done a great job. And I met the girl and from Hearts, the owner of Hearts, in the summer there. And I was really, really impressed with what she said about changing the fortunes of Hearts. They are a serious challenger now, and they've won their two opening matches, as Aberdeen have done. It could be exciting.
Now, ironically, both sets of Old Firm fans are happy these days, which doesn't happen very often. Celtic, of course, going for Champions League in five in a row, and Rangers looking to have found themselves a manager and team that look like they could become a force once again. Have you noticed an obvious improvement in performances or perhaps even attitude in the Rangers team?
Well, I don't know Mark Warburton, but he came with a great resume with his job at Brentford. He did a fantastic job down there. And he's got the experience of being at Rangers with David Weir. I think it's a good combination. And they've had a fantastic start. You know, there's a lot of criticism pointed towards Ali McCoy's his time at Rangers. You know something? I thought Ali McCoy did a fantastic job under undue pressure. And no one, unless they've been in that position, knows exactly how hard it was. So I have no criticism about Alan McCoy's, but I am pleased that Rangers are looking to step forward from the bad experiences of a few years.
Yeah, they're now beginning to consider the concept of challenging Celtic. It might not be that far away. How realistic should Rangers fans be in this regard? Should it simply be a case of promotion this year, then challenging for the Premiership title straight away?
I wouldn't think so. I would imagine that there's a team to get you out of that division. There's a team to challenge for the Premier League. It's a stepping stone. They're obviously, what they've achieved at the moment can only get them into the Premier Division. Being in the Premier Division is an entirely different aspect altogether. And I'm sure that the Rangers board will recognise the need to invest and make sure that a team that can challenge Celtic and possibly win the Premier Division.
Now, of course, just finally back onto Scotland. You're coming up to Hampden to take in the Scotland-Germany game, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was back in 1986, of course, in the World Cup when you managed Scotland against then West Germany with Gordon Strachan on the score sheet. Is there any chance of reversing the scoreline this time around?
Well, the experience of playing them that time in Mexico, we were really very, very unlucky because we played ever so well. The heat was unbelievable. And they scored right in half-time. That was a killer. We did ever so well. Gordon had put us in front. We looked very comfortable. And they got this goal right in half-time that sort of knocked us back a bit. And they got the winner in the second half. So it's not beyond Scotland. I mean, I think that the motivation will be fantastic. The fans will be brilliant. And you look at the section, those games against Germany and Poland are going to be very important. And if it goes to goal difference, it very well could, that they've got this game against Gibraltar to come up also. They're in a great position. They've not been in this position for so long that I'm sure they can take advantage of it.
Sir Alex, always great to talk to you.
Lovely.
Good luck when you come up next month. Bring a brolly.
I always bring one to Glasgow.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.